This podcast is supported by FedEx.
FedEx offers picture proof of delivery, packageless and paperless returns, as well as weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. on Saturday and 50% on Sunday.
See the FedEx service guide for delivery information.
FedEx Ground service is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See what FedEx can do for your business.
Absolutely, positively, FedEx. Today's show is sponsored by Acura.
The spirit of performance is what defines Acura.
And now, it's electric. Introducing the ZDX, Acura's most powerful SUV yet.
Crafted using the same formula that brought them electrified supercars and multiple IMSA championships, the ZDX has track-tested performance that packs an energy all its own.
Unlock the energy and order yours at Acura.com.
Airbnb.
It's wedding season.
Yes, it is. What's going on, baby?
Alex and I just got invited to a beautiful venue for the wedding of a childhood buddy of mine.
Lovely. Can't wait to hear about
it. We got babysitters. We're all set to go.
And the first thing that you did, Jack?
Book a hotel for the wedding.
Okay. Second thing that you did?
List my place as available that weekend on Airbnb.
Millions of people host on Airbnb, but millions more have never even thought about hosting.
Here's the thing. We've said it's great to make money while you sleep. Actually, Warren Buffett said that.
Well, when you're an Airbnb host, you make money while you sleep and while someone else sleeps.
That's why anytime I'm traveling, I immediately jump into Airbnb and set my house as available. It's that easy.
So Yetis, your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
This is Nick.
This is Jack.
Welcome back. It is Monday, July 11th, and today's pod, out of all the pods, it's just the best one yet.
TBOY, good way to start a week because stocks jumped by 3% last week.
Jack, how about your injured right foot?
Thanks to this aircast, my ankle improved 3% last week.
Jack's foot is at all-time highs. Our vocal cords are at pre-pandemic levels. This pod is a TBOY. Jack, first story.
For our first story, the price of everything is going up except for one thing. The Costco $1.50 hot dog and soda combo.
Because if the CEO changes it, the co-founder will kill him.
For our second story, HBO just made one of the biggest changes to TV ads in the history of annoying TV ads.
Here's the deal. If you don't watch the ad will watch you.
And our third and final story is that SpaceX just launched Wi-Fi internet for yachts.
Because if a boat gets Wi-Fi in the middle of the Bering Sea, you can get Wi-Fi anywhere.
But Nick, before we hit that wonderful mix.
Just a fantastic mix of stories. And I know what's coming up. And I'm very excited about this.
I'm opening up to page 119, Hoarder's Almanac, week 119.
Things were running out of because of the pandemic. Jack and I have been keeping track for you.
Yetis, maybe you're going to go see a summer blockbuster flick this week.
Okay, you got Elvis's hips, Jurassic Park action, maybe some Miles Teller mustache, Jack.
I got a warning for you. There may be no popcorn for you to munch on.
Get this, besties. Buttery buckets are backed up.
We heard this alarming news from Yeti Elliot, based out of Brooklyn.
It's alarming because one third of Jack's diet happens to be the corn that is popped.
I am a master of the homemade stovetop popcorn popper.
Sprinkle on the butter. But the CEO of one popcorn producer just warned the Wall Street Journal this dire warning just last month.
He warned that movie theater popcorn nationwide may be out by the end of this month.
Okay, Jack, this is the worst news in the entertainment industry since Quibi.
Because stuffing your face with Junior Mints and Twizzlers in front of the Batman movie, it's not the same.
But this is complicated, besties, because first, farmers switched out their corn for soybeans in order to make more money.
So there isn't enough corn to pop.
But here's the interesting plot twist.
We're short on buckets and bags for the popcorn, too.
Yeah, you can't just stick your face in the popcorn popper. You need a vessel. You need a container.
No, we jumped in T-Boy style. Not just any container. The popcorn bucket you get at a theater, it has a special sheen so that melted butter doesn't seep through and end up on your jeans.
Now, so far, theaters have bought extra buckets from other theaters that sadly went out of business.
But soon, that out-of-business bucket surplus is gonna run out.
It will.
And we might go from free popcorn refills to no fills at all.
Jack, at this point, there's so many issues, it's almost like the popcorn doesn't even want to get eaten.
Hey, AMC. BYO popcorn policy?
Let's grab a handful of our three stories and eat this.
I freaking love popcorn.
Roll the credits.
15 years before this song, two boys from the Northeast met in the dorm. They had an idea to cause a cultural storm. It's the best one yet, but the best is the norm. Jack, Nick, that.
basket. I don't even think they need to practice. 50%, that's a fat tip. T-Boy City on your at list. If you know, you know, cause we ready to go. We can't wait no more, so just start the show.
For our first story, the prices of everything keep going up, but not the Costco hot dog.
Costco refuses to change the $1.50 hot dog and soda combo because that's something you don't mess with.
Jack, the McDonald's dollar drink deal.
It's over.
Jack, the $1 slice in New York City.
That's a thing of the past.
Jack dollar stores.
I just saw they're selling $5 pairs of scissors there.
Can you talk to me about the $2 challah?
The $2 challah is a diner classic in Brattleboro. $2 gets you 2 eggs, 2 pieces of toast, 2 links of sausage, and a bunch of hash browns.
You clog an artery for $2. What's the price now?
I don't know, but it's been gone for like 20 years.
Yeti's the Costco hot dog, priced at $1.50 and still priced at $1.50. It has a cult following.
Costco members love their Costco, but they will kill to defend that hot dog deal.
Okay, this Costco hot dog, Jack and I jumped in T-Boy style. It's on T-shirts. It's on hats. It's going to bar mitzvahs, birthday parties. There are wedding ceremonies.
Getting catered.
Yeah, with the hot dog.
It all started in 1983 when Costco introduced the $1.50 hot dog and soda food court deal.
And that deal is unchanged in our lifetime. Even when, Jack, what happened a few years ago when beef supplies ran low?
Costco responded by building their own beef plant just to process their own Kirkland-branded hot dogs for the food court.
And now Costco is pumping out 140 million hot dogs a year for $1.50 just from that one factory.
And it includes a 16-ounce soft drink for free.
But here's the problem, because Jack and I were very curious about this deal, so we jumped in T-Boy style to the Consumer Price Index from the Bureau of Labor Statistics.
The Consumer Price Index is our measurement of inflation, and in particular, ground beef prices, which is the hot dog ingredient, they're at a record high. The prices are up 13% for ground beef since just last year.
And yet, Costco hasn't changed the price of this savory product in nearly 40 years.
Now, this isn't the first time there's been pressure to increase the price of that cult-followed hot dog deal.
Okay, it turns out the CEO of Costco had a conversation with the co-founder of Costco just 4 years ago. And what did he say, Jack?
The co-founder, Jim Sinegal, he said, "If you raise the effing hot dog, I will kill you. So figure it out."
Those are exact words. Yeah, and then a few years before that, the co-founder of Costco had this conversation with the Seattle Times.
A little more measured, this conversation. He said, "I know it sounds crazy to make a big deal about the hot dog, but we're known for it. That's something you don't mess with."
Jack, did you hear that the Seattle Times asked the Costco co-founder when he will raise the price of the hot dog? And you know what he said?
What did he say?
"When I'm dead." Thank you for coming to my TED Talk.
There's so much concern in this inflation economy that we live in about the hot dog deal that the CEO took a moment to clarify the hot dog deal in the latest earnings report when he was talking to Wall Street analysts.
Literally the last thing Costco said on their earnings call was,
he said, "We're worried about misinformation. So to be clear, there is no change to the hot dog $1.50 soda combo deal."
Okay, Jack and I jumped in further T-Boy style. Jack, can we adjust the price of the hot dog for inflation?
$1.50 in 1983, adjusted for inflation, is $4.40 today.
Okay, so the hot dog deal over at Costco should be priced 3 times as high, and yet it is not. So Jack, what is the takeaway for our buddies over at Costco?
Sometimes you sacrifice the lost llama to win a profit puppy.
Yetis, it's just like Jack and I were telling you 2 months ago about Arizona's unchanged 99-cent iced tea.
Those are the big cans, the 20-ouncers.
Oh, yeah, they are.
When you've got a product that's emotionally important, like that iced tea in this hot dog deal, you sacrifice for it.
Because if a hero product's price changes, then the consumer's perception of all your prices may change.
And if there's concern about all the prices, then the perception of the entire brand has changed.
So Costco, yeah, they may lose some money on this lost llama of a hot dog, but the rest of Costco products, they remain profit puppies.
Like Costco's co-founder said, when you get customers who are that delighted with something, it's worth your time and energy to make it work.
For our second story, HBO just made the biggest change in years to the TV ads that you hate.
Streaming is replacing TV commercials with previews.
Are you thinking George Costanza here? This feels George Costanza-y?
Timmy, when you dip the chip, you don't dip again.
No.
You don't double dip the chip, Timmy.
Uh-uh. Take one dip and end it.
You've heard us rant on this pod about the double dipping of the cable TV industry.
We're not talking about hummus. We're talking you pay $100 a month and you got to watch 18 minutes of Jeep commercials for every hour of TV you watch.
You pay an outrageously large subscription every month and then 18 minutes of every hour is commercials.
Yeah, well, streamers, they don't do that double dip that cable does. They do the single dip.
They charge just one monthly subscription.
Well, that streaming business model was honestly just fantastic.
It's been wonderful for 10 years.
Until apparently like a month ago.
Now, Peacock, HBO Max, Hulu, even Netflix, they're all adding ads to the subscription.
Okay, all of these streamers that never used to do commercials are now going to serve you commercials. Brutal.
But there is a silver lining. It looks like the new streaming TV ads won't be awful.
Get this, Yetis, HBO Max, everyone's second favorite streamer, is $15 a month or $10 a month if you watch some advertisements.
And now HBO is experimenting with commercials that don't feel like commercials at all.
Yeah, basically, these are commercials, but they look more like a movie trailer, Jack.
That's right, because HBO has a lot of great movies on HBO Max, and they don't want to interrupt your Harry Potter movie with like 9 different 30-second ads for like Thitastrosol and whatever.
Great. Another Thitastrosol ad again.
Like you're watching Voldemort. Harry Potter, the boy who lived, come to die.
Billy May is here with OxyClean.
Ruins right at the climax of that muggle battle. Boom!
Boom!
A Mazda commercial.
Zoom, zoom.
For movies, that would be a horrible experience for any streaming customer.
So for movies on HBO Max, instead of a whole bunch of ads sprinkled throughout the film, you're going to get one big ad at the very beginning.
Think of it like movie previews. Every ad starts at the beginning, and then you get to watch the rest of your movie with no interruption.
Yeah, not like 9 30-second ads interrupting a show. You're going to get one round of 3 ads that you can just get out of the way at the very start.
No interruption of the storytelling for the viewer, but the same advertising value for the advertiser.
Double great. Feels like everyone kind of wins. So, Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over at HBO Max and every streamer out there?
Don't just tell me you're sorry. Show me yourself.
Yeah, honestly, Yetis, Jack and I were talking before the pod. Sometimes we just got to take a lesson from our therapy and whip it up into a takeaway on the pod.
Actions, they speak louder than words.
As recently as 2020, Netflix's founder said that he had zero interest in doing advertising.
HBO too. It's not TV, it's HBO. It was based on the idea that you'll pay a premium and then never see commercials again.
But now, in just the last few weeks, we've seen Netflix, HBO, and every other streamer offering lower tier versions that do include ads.
So HBO's new viewer-friendly preview style ads, that's really one giant apology.
Yeah, that is HBO Max showing you that they're sorry for doing ads now.
We're sorry we broke our promise about ads, so we'll make the ads better.
And now a word from our sponsor, Robinhood.
Nick, you got introduced to the Robinhood app the old-fashioned way, right?
Yeah, I did. My girlfriend, now wife's older brother, who was that guy who worked in tech and like knew about the next iPhone before Apple
did. He told you about the Robinhood app?
He told me about the Robinhood app.
All right, so you signed up because you wanted to buy a stock. Because
like it was hard to figure out how to buy a stock when you're 25 and it's 2014.
Yeah, back then you had to find a broker, call a broker on the phone.
Call them.
Pay a commission to that broker.
Instead of calling, suddenly there's this app. You just swipe and you could buy the stock.
Robinhood's interface felt as easy as ordering an Uber or snagging a sandwich on Seamless.
And it still is. So if you're not a Robinhood user yet and you want to get started, you can go to Robinhood.com/TBoy and you can choose, get this, a free stock.
That's Robinhood.com/TBOY. Certain limitations apply and all investments involve risk.
Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC. Robinhood, by the way, no longer affiliated with us or the podcast.
For our third and final story to kick off the week, Elon Musk's SpaceX just launched Wi-Fi for yachts.
Because the next generation of infrastructure is invisible.
Okay, just to sprinkle on a little extra context here. Last week, we learned Elon Musk actually just had his 8th and 9th children. Not companies, babies.
Elon has 9 children with 3 different women.
And 2 sets of twins and 1 set of triplets within that 9.
We also learned about his second company after Tesla.
SpaceX. SpaceX happens to be the most valuable startup in the United States at a whopping $125 billion valuation.
But its most mature business isn't the rockets we see on TV.
No, SpaceX's core profit puppy is its Starlink satellite network.
2,000 satellites taking laps around planet Earth, beaming down space internet like AT&T for the Jetsons.
And the newest product from SpaceX isn't Wi-Fi for homes. It's actually Wi-Fi for yachts. Big boat broadband.
Because we've all been there, Nick.
Oh, Jack.
We're basking on our 80-foot catamaran right off Capri, trying to buy caviar online. Buffering.
Captain, I'm not getting a signal on the starboard side.
A couple of bars in the middle of Bali, too much to ask for, Nick.
Let's go back to Ibiza. Now, Yetis, this brings Jack and I to a little game that we often like to play with startups we're covering called Show Us Your Price and We'll Tell You Your Customer.
That game couldn't be more clear or more fun with SpaceX's new Starlink Maritime.
Yeah, SpaceX just launched Maritime, a special setup to connect these yachty boats to the World Wide Web.
This yacht Wi-Fi, as we're calling it, costs $5,000 a month.
We repeat, the price of this monthly Wi-Fi is the same price as a 2-bedroom rental in the West Village.
Plus, you got to pay $10,000 for the setup and installation of a satellite dish on the bow.
Ipso facto, this is the most expensive Wi-Fi ever.
The reason Starlink can charge such an absurd amount is a classic combination of monopoly pricing with a high willingness to pay.
Okay, first, only a couple companies can offer internet at sea. It's just the reality.
SpaceX basically has a maritime internet monopoly.
And second, if you own a $50 million super yacht, you got a high willingness to pay so you can catch Dancing with the Stars while you're in the Bering Straits.
I can't miss Cody Rigsby on the dance floor.
SpaceX, yeah, they know their customer.
Plus, how about the commercial opportunity to merchant clients?
Jack, talk about the B2B. Like Shell Oil would shell out cash for Wi-Fi on any one of their oil rigs.
Royal Caribbean could spread out that $5,000 a month across like 5,000 tourists on board.
That's why this is the most expensive Wi-Fi ever. So Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over at SpaceX?
The next generation of infrastructure is invisible.
Okay, besties, it's not just yachts. It turns out SpaceX also got FCC approval last week to use Starlink in any moving vehicle.
That means SpaceX Starlink Wi-Fi is coming to campers, to RVs, to moving vehicles.
We're talking hotspot here, hotspot there, hotspot everywhere.
Yetis, over the last 200 years, the world has built the infrastructure that you see.
We're talking highways, sewers, signal towers, all earthbound, all physical, all present.
But the next generation of infrastructure, you won't see or feel or even hear.
Like Wi-Fi from space from SpaceX.
That's one reason why SpaceX is worth 50 times as much as Virgin Galactic is.
SpaceX isn't using space for tourism. They're building invisible infrastructure.
And maybe a colony on Mars, which we will be able to see.
With 1,000 Elon babies. Jack, can you and that Aircast whip up the takeaways for us?
Costco feels the pressure of inflation like everyone else, but the hot dog and soda combo is still $1.50.
Sometimes you gotta sacrifice a lost llama to win a profit puppy.
For our second story, HBO Max is showing us how streaming ads won't be as terrible as TV commercials.
It's really one giant apology. They are showing us that they are sorry.
For our third and final story, SpaceX Maritime Wi-Fi is $5,000 a month.
And the next generation of infrastructure is invisible. Hold on, we have breaking news as we're recording this podcast.
Yeah, we just got a headline that Elon has announced he's terminating his deal to buy Twitter. This is Friday afternoon, by the way.
Twitter probably is going to sue. Elon will counter-sue, and then there's going to be more lawsuits. That's the status.
Yeah, this isn't over. We'll give a robust update this week.
Once the lawyers weigh in. Time for the best fact yet. This one sent in by Aaron Olsch from lovely Hershey, Pennsylvania.
In 1915, the island nation of Iceland banned alcohol.
Yeah, that ban on alcohol in Iceland, it wasn't even lifted until a funny financial situation happened.
Iceland is a nice little island nation, and their economy depends on fish exports.
But here's the problem. Spain would only buy Icelandic fish on one condition.
Iceland had to buy Spanish wine in return.
Like, we'll only eat your fish if you drink our vino.
Classic trade negotiation.
No Rioja, no mackerel.
So Iceland stopped banning spirits once Spain banned its sardines.
And that's why Elon is terminating the deal with Twitter. We're jumping in T-Boy style. Updates for you Tuesday. Yetis, you look fantastic. If you haven't yet, click to follow us everywhere you're listening to us and drop a 5-star rating and review. Jack and I love reading them.
And thanks to everyone who sent me kind messages about my foot healing. I'm just kidding. No one sent me any messages.
You're doing great. You performed fantastic. Yetis, we'll see you tomorrow. And before we go, shout out to bestie Sophia from Denver, whose mid-year's resolution is to learn the ukulele.
6 months. That's a bold resolution, learning that instrument, but we like it.
And Beatriz from the Bronx just got her first job in marketing.
Happy 8 years and 6 days together to Aaron and Whitney Shepherd in Walpole, Mass.
Definitely not 6 days late on that shout out.
And happy 27th to Parker Fowler in Tustin, California.
And Carl Anderson's got a birthday and completed a half Ironman over in Oregon.
And happy birthday to Big Green Napoleon Atienza, who's having a Hulk-themed birthday party today. Nick's ripping off his shirt, which is actually Hulk Hogan, not the Green Hulk, but we'll take it.
You can pretty much only see that on YouTube or Spotify.
And to anyone else who's celebrating something today, make it a T-Boy.
Celebrate the wins.
This is Jack. I own stock of Netflix, and Nick and I both own stock of Twitter and Robinhood.
And now a word from our sponsor, Robinhood.
The first time I tried to buy a stock, I got burned badly.
Is this when you wanted to buy a share of Ford because you like the chassis over in Detroit?
Yes. I had $200, so I bought $200 of Ford stock. I didn't get $200 of Ford stock, though. I got $192.
The commission fees.
By the time the stock climbed back to $200, I sold it. But again, I didn't get $200. I got $192 again.
Another commission fee.
The stock rose 8%, but I was down on my investment.
Because commission fees made small money investing impossible.
So Robinhood came in and killed commission fees.
And commissions are still dead in stock and crypto trading, thanks to our sponsor.
If you're not investing on Robinhood yet, to get started, go to Robinhood.com/T-Boy and choose a free stock.
That's Robinhood.com/T-B-O-Y. Certain limitations apply. For a list of other fees, view their fee schedule at rbnhd.co/fees.
All investments involve risk. Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC. Oh, and by the way, Robinhood is no longer affiliated with us or the podcast.
And the stocks Jack just said are for illustrative purposes only and are not recommendations.
If you like The Best One Yet, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
And before you go, tell us a little bit about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
We want to get to know you.
Nick and Jack here. Want to quickly tell you about the show Business Wars.
With the launch of ChatGPT, Sam Altman and OpenAI reinvigorated our imaginations and fears of a world with artificial intelligence. While the company looked like a stunning success from the outside, a battle was brewing within. Almost a year after launching ChatGPT, that battle erupted into a war when the company fired its charismatic CEO, Sam Altman.
From Wondery, Business Wars is a podcast about the biggest corporate rivalries of all time. And in the newest season, host David Brown digs into the philosophical differences within OpenAI that culminated in Sam Altman's shocking firing and what it means for the future and safety of AI in the modern world.
Follow Business Wars on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus. And for more deep dive and daily business content, listen on Wondery, the destination for business podcasts.
With shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more, Wondery means business.